Hey folks, Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast 2.0, where we talk all things marketing, building an online business, social media marketing, and the truth about growing a business online. You know, this is a very relaxed but a value-packed session that we're trying to bring to you every single week. You know, so if you're following this podcast over on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, or maybe you're watching the video over on YouTube, just letting you know, I really appreciate you listening in. And if you could show any support or love to the channel, that'd be fantastic. And feel free to share this episode with other people as well. Today, I want to talk about balancing between venturing into building an online business and coming out of employment. You know, this is something I've got personal experience with. I failed at this miserably, and I've also done this successfully. So I wanted to do this podcast session to kind of paint like a very sort of honest picture of what it was like for me, and also a bunch of other people that I've worked with over the years, and also to clear up a few different things. I mean, I'll be honest with you, when I first walked out of my job and went to build an online business, I failed absolutely miserably, and I ended up back in work because, you know, I thought I'd made it before I had, basically. I mean, I'll go into a lot more detail about that. But I wanted to sort of clear a lot of things up because I noticed online a lot of sort of hatred between the two. Like a lot of people kind of like hating on jobs. I mean, you hear a lot of phrases like J-O-B, just over broke, or whatever. Or, you know, people in business sometimes on the internet will say stuff like, oh, look at all these idiots over here going to work, etc. And then you got the people at work kind of like, oh, look at all these pretend online business owners who are like scamming people, building pyramids, or whatever else these people are saying. It's kind of like a war, and it's like who's right and who's wrong, and one side's a scam and the other side's not a scam. Me personally, the way I see it is, if you want to go and work for a living, go work for a living. I mean, there's a lot of great advantages to having a job. You don't have as much stress as running an online business. You don't have to worry about a lot of time about things like taxes, etc., because they're done for you. You don't always have to worry about premises or staff or costing, because obviously a lot of other people absorb that if you're an employee. You're getting set money every single time. I can be honest, in entrepreneurship, that's not always a possibility. There's a lot of great sides to having a job, you know, and if you enjoy it and you see yourself progressing in your career and that's what you want to do, then fantastic. And then you look at online business, you know, there's some great tax benefits there. There's probably more flexibility and freedom. That depends on how you build your business. Obviously, if you spend all day working and building the business, then it becomes even less free than having a job and putting 30-40 hours a day a week, not a day, into a business. So, I mean, an online business in itself, yeah, flexible, potentially. You can make some great money online. You can meet a bunch of different people in your networking. There's benefits to both sides. I'm not going to get into it. But one thing I did wrong going back the first time that I walked away from my job was, back then I was very naive. You know, there's a lot of people on the internet who spoke about like making money on the internet and time freedom and flexibility. And in particular, fake it till you make it. You know, going onto social media and it's almost like you're painting a certain picture because you think that's the picture that you need to build a business. Now, I look back and I think, wow, that was absolutely delusional. That was insane. I can't believe I built my business that way. But that's coming from a position of years and years of experience on top, and obviously training a bunch of other people and me being coached and being a coach for years. But back then I thought, yeah, you know, a lot of people are watching my journey on Facebook. If I quit my job and I go out and say, hey, I've made it in my online business, a bunch of people will probably want to buy from me. A bunch of people will think I've got I'll have more credibility. People will trust me more as a business owner. All these haters who said negative things about me will no longer say anything bad about me, and they'll all go away. But what I realized was, I went out there and announced this whole thing. So I walked away from my job. I had two, three really good months in business. Earning a lot more than my day job, like a lot more. And I thought to myself, well, right, that's it. You know, what's the point of me keep going to work for 40 hours a week if I can earn more in an online business? And then I went onto the internet and I was like, yeah, I'm walking away from my job. I told you I'd do it with my business. I told you I'd make it. And I enjoyed it for a month or two and things was going well. But then I realized, damn, business isn't always a straight line. It's not always a point of progression after progression. It's not always a point of growing and growing and growing. I hit my first brick wall in business. I literally really struggled, took out some loans and stuff to try and get by, and found myself in a pretty bad financial position literally within a few months, and I was back at work. You know, I wasn't earning nothing anywhere in comparison to where my bills should be. Took out a couple of cards and stuff to try and get by, and then I realized, damn, Matt, this isn't good. You know, you haven't got enough money coming in. So I went back to work. You know, with my tail between my legs, I was like, can I have my job back, please? I'm really sorry for being an internet making money guy and an idiot who thought I'd made it, millionaire, whatever. I'm walking at my job. And I ended up with my tails between my legs. But I'll be honest, that changed me. That was the biggest thing in my journey of building an online business and a presence and coaching, whatever you want to call it. Then that was a big turning point for me, because when I went back to work, I was very, very different. Like, I realized I had to fall in love with my job before I wanted to quit it, because the job was almost like the fire, which kind of, it was something that I sort of used as motivation to keep working my business. I hated my day job, nothing against my boss or anything, fantastic person, did so much for me, but I just hated my job. I really didn't enjoy it. And I wanted to have, a business that I could work on my terms. I wanted to be kind of more flexible. And literally I went back to work, and instead of having the mentality of running away from the job, because I realized when the job was no longer there, I lost a bit of motivation, you know, so using my job as motivation wasn't enough. I realized I had to fall in love with my job and become in love with a vision of who I wanted to become, you know. And I think a lot of people, this has been my first tip, to be honest, if you're looking to come out of employment to go into an online business, is learn to love your job. Stop sort of using it as a fuel, like, I hate my job, I can't wait to get out of this. Because if you're relying on that and then that job is no longer there, you're going to need to replace that with something else to motivate you. You know, if I chase you with, I don't know, let's say if I chase you with a baseball bat down the street, I know this is kind of graphic, guys, whatever, you're going to run a lot faster than if I wasn't chasing you with a baseball bat. If you was going for a jog and a pit bull started chasing you, you're probably going to run a lot faster than if a pit bull wasn't chasing you, right? Fairly obvious. So it's like the same sometimes in business. Like, you can drive yourself into an online business through hating your job, but then once that job's gone, you kind of lose your motivation, because you're like, oh, damn, where do I go from here? So when I went back to work, I realized I've got to fall in love with my job again. And I mean, like, fall in love with it and be the best I could be. Because a lot of people, when they're going through that motion, it's like an emotional roller coaster. They hate their job, so they're rock bottom, depressed, hate their life. And then they somehow got to sort of really motivate themselves, kick themselves up the backside and be really energetic and excited to build their online business. And to be honest with you, it's the actual journey that's exhausting. You know, going from depressed, fed up, angry, hate my life, to, oh, wow, this is amazing, I love my life. And going through that motion constantly. So by creating some sort of love for your business or a commitment to your business and falling in love with a vision of where you want to be and where you want to progress, I find that personally of a more of a stable way of building towards that online business that you dream of running full time, but also mental stability as well, because you haven't got that sort of rock bottom, sky high feeling all the time. And I think you've got to sort of love that. You got to love the aspect of it. And I went back to work with a totally different mentality. I was like, I'm going to be the best at my job I could be. I mean, I was building back then. Hated it. It sucked. It was freezing cold and it was horrible. It was outside. There was dust everywhere. I'd come home every day, like, covered in crap. I really didn't enjoy it. My two knees were sore. My arms were sore. I just didn't suit me. I'd done it for over 10 years. But like, I went in with a big smile on my face. Oh, it's raining today. Cool. Let's crack on. Oh, this customer's here, really happy in my work. Oh, that feels good. That feels great. And I realized having that great mentality overspilled into building my business anyway. So that's the first thing I'd definitely say to people, is if you're looking to sort of move forward out there, try and fall in love with that business. Try and fall in love with all aspects of what you're doing, or try and find the good in everything, because being mentally stable makes your life a lot easier than going erratically from one emotion to another. And that's what I did. I went back to work. I'd listened to a lot of podcasts and audios whilst I was at work. That was part of, you know, me staying positive throughout work. And then when I rebuilt the business again after investing in coaches, etc., and getting really good, solid knowledge around marketing, sales, social media, I used all the extra income. My online business started to pick up, and then I was making money in my wages as well. So I had surplus income. So all my surplus income, I then put into coaching, training, and I really spent the time to get good at what I did. And then when I left work for the second time, I've never been back since. You're talking over 6 or 7 years ago. And the reason for that was I was ready to leave. And I think sometimes you can find yourself pushing yourself to go full time and run out of a job because you're trying to impress other people rather than actually being financially stable and mentally stable to be able to manage that. And that was a big mistake for me, was rushing into that online business just for the sake of me whacking a post up on social media and then realizing, oh shit, once the money slowed down a little bit, I don't actually have the skills to maintain this. I don't have the motivation to maintain this. I don't have the skill set to maintain this, because what I've done is I've done all of this work to build my own business for all the wrong reasons. You know, I've done this because I want to go on the internet and I want to get likes and comments for it. So it was really a tough time for me. I was like, damn, I had to get my head around that. And I think it's one of those mistakes you've got to make before you truly understand the mistake that you've made. And that's certainly what I did. So when I went full time the second time, I haven't been back. And as a result of that, what I've got is four key areas that I want to share with people today. And one of them I've already shared with you. Like I said, fall in love with all aspects of your life, not just the ones that you want to improve. You know, if you're hating parts of your life and then loving other areas of your life, it's always going to be very difficult for you to maintain that mental stability that's required. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself rolling that roller coaster constantly. And that, to be honest, is 10 times more exhausting than actually trying to work for what you want in the first place. So I'd definitely say that to people. That would be my first tip. But there's another four tips that I would give people. And the first tip would be, when you've got surplus income, invest in your brain and invest in your skills. So instead of saying like you can't afford coaching, you can't afford extra courses, you can't afford books, you can't afford whatever it might be, or whatever you want to learn to improve, you know, then you can use extra income. You know, instead of rushing for things like handbags and cars to take a picture of and whack it up on social media to impress a bunch of strangers that you're never going to meet, rather than doing that, invest your money into the courses, invest your money into programs, because you've got a safety net. If you've got employment there, then you're going to continue to pay your bills. You're going to be okay. And then the additional income you're making from your businesses or sideline incomes, you could offset the cost of those courses, etc. And you're enjoying, like, you're building a foundation. You know, if I wanted to build a skyscraper, the most important work really is in the foundational work, because every single aspect or every single part of that building work afterwards is built based on that foundation. So rather than being in a big rush to impress people on social media, take time to build that foundation. Take time to invest in yourself financially, physically. Take time to invest in your mental stability, because then once you start to walk the tightrope of building a business, you're more equipped for that, because it's fucking scary and it drives you insane. So take time and money and effort to really get that solid foundation. That would definitely be my second tip. The third tip I've got to say for you, and I've got to sort of remind myself to say third tip because I've already given a bonus one because the numbers are offset with my words here. But be relatable, but don't be relatable instead of being a bullshitter. And that was definitely me. You know, I realized that what I was doing was I was being completely unrealistic to try and say the right things to get respect online. You know, so I'd be talking about like, hey, I want to be a millionaire one day. Hey, I want to build a massive business. Hey, I want to buy a new car and all this sort of stuff. Taking selfies in the park, like, yeah, time freedom. This is great. Like literally one of the type of people that frustrate me now, that was me. And I realized that being realistic is a lot more endearing than trying to be someone that you think you need to be. So for example, once I started to realize all of this was bullshit and I gave people a real true insight into my life and the way I live and the way I act and the way I'm a parent and the way I've got all these different mannerisms, some of them are good for business, some of them not great for business, you know, my interests, my emotions, my feelings towards things, I began to realize like, damn, people find that a lot more endearing than this vision of trying to create something I'm not, you know, and I think that's a big thing, you know, just because there's successful people with nice cars on the internet, it doesn't mean you have to be one of those people to be validated. And I think that's a thing that a lot of people need to understand. There's a bunch of people now eating food they don't really want to eat because they want to take a selfie and live up to some expectation on Facebook. There's a bunch of people drinking drinks and ordering food and, you know, doing stuff they don't enjoy because they think they need to live up to some sort of expectation for Facebook, social media, Instagram, etc. And there's a bunch of people now chasing goals that mean nothing to them because they want to impress a bunch of people that they're never going to meet. And as crazy as that sounds, that is literally what these people are doing now. And that's the reason why mental health is skyrocketing through the roof, is because there's a bunch of people these days that seek validation more than they've ever done in their whole entire life. You know, we can't just have something in our life now or do something. We have to take a picture of it or video it and put it up on the internet for a bunch of strangers to validate that before we attach any level of happiness to it. You know, there's people now blessed with a life, blessed to be here, blessed with their health, but they will always struggle to realize it because they're not getting the validation that they require. You know, so to me, that's scary. I don't want to play that game anymore. I used to play that game. So try and be more realistic than sort of build a vision to impress, because I guarantee that will catch up with you and it will sort of wreak havoc with your mental health long term. It will. You will never be happy because your happiness will always be based on the opinion of a bunch of the people that you're never going to meet. And that to me is a dangerous game to play. The fourth tip I've got for you is don't go crazy when you make your first surge of money. That was what I did. If I went online, I made a lot of money in my business in the first 2 months. We sold a lot of health and wellness products back then. We made $15,000 in our second month. And I was like, yeah, I fucking made it. Let's go. And then I had like a really tough time after that because I just couldn't maintain it. You know, I realized that now looking back, you get large surges of business in business. And I should have knew this because my dad was a builder. You know, my dad was a builder. So what happens when you're in the building trade is summer your phone's ringing off the bell, ringing off the hook, right? It's going crazy all the time because there's people in the garden, they want nice slabs, they want nice patios, they want brick walls, they want fences putting up, whatever, right? So in the summer, you're busy. In the winter, it goes quiet because one, the weather's too bad to get the work done. If it's raining every day, it's very difficult to do building work. The second reason is because everybody's kind of, we don't really give a shit about the way our garden looks at the moment. It's winter, it's freezing cold, it's covered in snow, it's covered in rain, doesn't really matter. So you have like seasons in business. You know, obviously, if you sell Valentine's cards, you make a lot more money in February than you do the rest of the year. If you sell Easter cards, it's the same. If you sell Easter bunnies, you make a lot of money in Easters. The rest of the time, you have to find something else, or hopefully you made enough in Easter to get by. And I didn't realize it in online business is the same. You know, I had like this huge surge of like success. And what I failed to realize was that's not always maintained. You can't always maintain that. You'll have ups and downs in business. You know, you hear of a concept called feast to famine. What that basically means is kind of like 1 month you're sky high, the next you're rock bottom. And business can be like that. So what I would say is don't make big business decisions. You know, don't sort of, one saying my mentor says to me is don't fuck with the food pipe. And what that basically means is if you was on a stranded desert island and the only source of food that you had was just one pipe that came onto the desert island, then it's very wise for you, if you're going to do any sort of messing about on this island or build something, build it away from the food pipe. Because if you fuck that food pipe up, you're screwed, right? It's the same sort of concept here. Like if you mess with stable incomes and you mess with like your foundations and your stability off the back of huge momentum, then it stands a chance that that's not going to end well for you, because like you're making choices in an unrealistic scenario. The scenario is not realistic because you're not maintaining that consistently. So have a good think about the different aspects of your business, your foundation, your stability, your mental stability, your mindset, your visions, where you are, your actual leads coming in, your sales. Take all of that into consideration before you make any big decisions. You know, just because you made a lot of money, you've got to actually maintain that. Otherwise, it peaks out. You know, if I make £10,000 in 1 month, everybody's like, wow, that's amazing. But then if I don't make nothing for the next 6 months, that's no longer impressive. You know, that's very average. You know, that's very average wage, to be honest with you. So like, that's what we've got to really sit and think about here. And last but not least, is always set that next goal. Always have that next element of where you want to be in your life. So if you're going to go into online business and you want to walk away from a day job, where do you want to be in 6 months inside your business? Where do you want to be in sort of 12 months inside your business? That stops from happening. One thing that used to happen to me in martial arts, but also business consistently as well, where you can spend so long chasing an outcome or a vision or where you want to be, that once you get it, then you're like, oh shit, what's next? You know, that happened to me a lot in martial arts. I trained for a fight for like 12 weeks, no sex, no drink, no takeaway food, you know, really strict diet. I'd be in the gym every single day, 4 or 5 hours a day training. You know, I'd be in saunas, steam rooms, I'd be having massages, like fighting camps intense. But then once I had a fight, I mean, my one fight lasted something like 51 seconds. This guy got choked out literally in the first 51 seconds by myself and I won. And I've just spent 12 weeks training for that. 12 weeks for 51 seconds, right? Hundreds of hours for 51 seconds. Pain, blood, sweat, and tears, 51 seconds. Now, obviously, if I didn't do that training, then I wouldn't have been able to perform that well. So it's not like it was useless. That's not what I'm getting at here. But what I'm getting at, it was like, oh, is that it? I've won. And once we had the hysteria and it felt great and it felt amazing, the days that followed, it was like, oh, wow, now what? Training camp's gone. The person that I've just wanted to punch their face in for the last 12 months, that person, I no longer want to punch them. We've actually had a drink and a beer since then because we had a fight in the cage. We both have respect for each other. And okay, that's all it is. You know, I don't hate this person. It's a sport. So like my hatred to, not so much my hating the person, but you do have to build a vision of like, I really want to hurt this person. You know, to be successful in fighting, you have to be. So like, all of that's gone. The motivation to train's gone. The vision of who I'm going to beat and whose ass I'm going to kick is gone. The hunger and motivation to really diet and stuff. You know, I've had some crappy food overnight. Okay, I kind of like these burgers. I like this food. I like this full English breakfast. And all of a sudden, everything goes to pot. And that really sort of intense focus and that really intense determination goes away. And then that's when the depression used to grab me the most. That would be when I'd struggle. That would be when I'd drink a lot. That would be when I'd consider drugs, etc. So it's really important to have that next goal inside your business. You know, if you're going to build an online business and you want to walk away from your job, obviously replace your income first and foremost, but then have another goal. Have another income goal. Where do you want to progress after that stage? Because you don't want to be the person that's like, okay, now I've got here. Damn, the dog's gone. You know, that dog, like I said, that dog that's chasing you is gone now. So now you're not running as fast anymore because the motivation's not there. So you've got to find something. And that would be my tips. Like, I really hope some people have enjoyed this podcast. I mean, I do try and be open and honest on these podcasts. You know, I do kind of be a lot more relaxed. It's more of a chat, but I do want to make them as insightful as possible. But let me know if you enjoy this episode. Like, I really want to know if you like this setup because I do a lot of videos online. I wanted this to be different, but I still want it to be valuable. You know, I don't just want to bring you guys on here and talk about what I've had for dinner and fucking fishing or random stuff like that. But I'd like to integrate some parts of realism into these podcasts so they're a lot more relaxed, a lot more laid back, and something that you can listen to your journey on the way back from work or, you know, if you're busy in the house or cleaning or cooking or whatever you're up to. So I've got a couple of questions, please, if you've listened this far. First and foremost, what do you do when you listen to this podcast? You know, are you on a commute? Are you sitting in an office? Are you chilling at home? Do you sit there and take notes? It'd be really great to hear from you inside the comments. And the second question I've got for you is, do you enjoy these podcasts? Do you take something away from them? Obviously, we've done a lot of podcast episodes, over 700 in over 55 different countries. But since relaunching it, you know, I definitely wanted to sort of give a different feel for it and a different feel for personal development in general. So it'd be great to hear from you. I'd really appreciate that. Please take time to share this episode if you got value from it and you think it could help other people. Please subscribe to the channel. You know, if you're on my podcast, subscribe so you get these notifications all the time. If you're on my YouTube, also subscribe. Regular content goes out on my YouTube. And last but not least, come and join my free Facebook group. I've left the links in the comments so you can come and check out my free Facebook community where you can plug into additional content, training, and support for myself. But wherever you're listening from, have the most amazing day, evening, whatever time it is, or whatever you are, and I'll catch you all very soon on the next episode. Bye-bye.